Good day, Jess One students, Outside Secondary School, Oyibo. I am your English teacher, Mrs. Emeka. Welcome to our today's lesson. Our topic today is from spoken English. Spoken English. We are going to pick two sounds, as can be seen above. Two sounds. Both are identified as diphthongs. I hope you still remember what we mean by diphthongs. Diphthongs simply means a combination of two pure vowel sounds to form a sound, to form one sound, no more two, but one. So as you can see from the heading or the title, that each of these sounds is formed by combining two different pure vowels to form one sound. The first one, as we can see, can be pronounced as O. O. That's the combination of O and U. So in the pronunciation of this sound, the mouth moves, or your tongue shifts from the position where you make O and moves to the direction of the position where you pronounce U. The lips change from a relaxed shape to a rounded shape, and the jaw, your jaw moves up a little while it is being pronounced. This sound can be found in some English words like comb, comb, C-O-M-B, robe, robe, R-O-B-E, slow, S-L-O-W, sold, S-O-L-D, so, S-O-W, and so on and so forth. From this, we can now identify different ways of spelling this sound. Different ways of spelling this sound. Remember the importance of knowing ways of spelling sound, which we call spelling symbols of a sound. This will help us to be able to identify a word bearing this sound among other words. So the O can be spelled with the letter O, as in no, so, zero, sold, toe. It can equally be spelled with letter OE, as in woe, goes, throws, foe, ho. Then we can equally have it with letter O and E, but a letter appears between, in between O and E. When you have another letter, probably a consonant sound alphabet between letter O and E, it can equally give us O, as in woke, W-O-K-E. Here, K appears between O and E. Pose, P-O-S-E. Letter S appears between O and E. Bone, B-O-N-E. Letter N appears between O and N. Choke, S-C-H-O-K-E. Letter K is between O and E. Poke, P-O-K-E. Can equally see K between O and E. So when another letter appears between O and E, it can equally give us O. Then, another way of spelling this sound is with letter O followed by A immediately, as in coco, loan, boast, soap, toast. Then you equally have it in O, W, O followed by W, as in so, slow, no, blow, throw. So OW gives us the sound O. Then we have it in O followed by U, as in though, THOUGH. So, SOUL. Mold, MOULT. Shoulder, shoulder. Then we will have the letter E followed by A and U. EAU gives us O, as in bureau, plateau, bow. Then in unusual case, we can have it in EW, as in sew, that is sewing of clothes. We equally have it in AU, as in move. We can sometimes have it in letter O, as in wound, and AU as in chauffeur, chauffeur. Then, let's look at the other sound that can be pronounced as oi, oi. This is equally a diphthong, and the long vowel sound is formed by two pure vowel sounds, R and E, R and E. So when pronouncing these sounds, your tongue starts in the position of saying R, and then moves to the position of saying E. Your lips change from a roundy shape to a Y shape, because at the position of O, your lips is rounded, while in E is Y. So this sound I, remember that the pronunciation starts for the first one and ends at the last with the last one, can be found in some English words like boy, B-O-Y, boy, I, coin, toy, soil. Then let's equally look at different ways of spelling this sound. The I can be spelled with letter O followed by I, as in join, join, J-O-I-N-T, point, P-O-I-N-T, choice, C-H-O-I-C-E, soil, S-O-I-L, noise, N-O-I-S-E. So the O-I gives us the sound oi, oi, oi. Then we can equally have it in letter O followed by Y, as in voyage, voyage, V-O-Y-A-G-E, boy, B-O-Y, oyster, O-Y-S-T-E-R, coy, C-O-Y. Then it has only one unusual way of being spelled, that is with letter U-O-Y, U-O-Y, U followed by O before Y, as in boy, B-U-O-Y. These are the different ways of spelling it. You just have three different ways, just quite unlike the other one, O. Now we're going to give the contrast, that is the sound contrast between these two sounds, O and I. Under O we have so, then I we have soy, do, die, fall, file, bow, boy, coil. Now listen very well, pay attention to identify the difference in sound between these pairs of words in these sentences. As you're listening, you can be repeating after me. Remember what I said. He sawed the trousers, or he sawed the clothes. He sawed the clothes. The other one said, he sold the clothes. He sold the clothes. Second one said, my boy looks dashing. My boy looks dashing. My bow looks dashing. My bow looks dashing. Number three. My name is Joy. My name is Joy. My name is Joe. My name is Joe. What a beautiful coin. Number four. What a beautiful coin. What a beautiful cone. What a beautiful cone. Number five. He just bought a perfect foil. 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 I hope you can see the difference between the two pairs of words used in these sentences. Note that you are not expected to add ye. That's the sound we treated before, ye. Why pronounce I in words like I, royal? When you say these words, they may sound like ye, ye, oil, royal. Instead, they should say, you should say oil, oil, not oil, oil. So be careful not to add ye. Royal, royal, not royal. Also, remember that the diphthong O is often confused with the pure voice A. Is often confused with pure vowel A, which is found in many Nigerian languages. You know that in Nigeria we have A and O, like in Igbo language, we have A, we have O. So you don't confuse yourself with O, which is found in our native language, with the O we are talking about now. Therefore, you should make conscious efforts while pronouncing this sound. Conscious efforts should be made to move your tongue from the central position where "un" is pronounced, similar to "o", to the upward back position where "u" is pronounced. O, 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 not o. So remember, there is a move from "o" to "u" while pronouncing "o". Take note of that. Okay. For our example, we have had our examples, we have had our spellings, and we have had our contrasts. I repeat, these are diphthongs, "o" and "oi". These are the two sounds. Then, for our assignment, we are going to put letters Y, either letter Y, I, U, W, or letter O in the gap in the following words. Put either of these letters, one of them. Then the word must contain, when you put any of them, one of these letters, the word you are going to have must contain either I or O. Then, if after putting the letters that the word contains I, write I beside the word. And if it contains O, write O before the word. You can see how it's being written. That is what is the picture above. So these are the words. T O dash L. T O dash L. So put either of the letters mentioned, Y, I, U, W, and O, any of them, to form another word. Then, anyway, after putting it, give us the sound it gave you. Number two, P dash E M. P dash E M. I hope you are getting it. Number three, S-O dash, S-O dash. Number four, F dash L-K, F dash L-K. Number five, THO-GH. THO-GH. Number 6. PLO dash. PLO dash. So there are 6 in number. So let me give you an example. I have NO dash SE. NO dash SE. In that dash, I put letter I. So what do I get? I get noise. So beside it, I write oi. Sound oi. I hope you got what I'm saying. You are getting it now. So from the word, I write out the sound by the side of it. Thank you and God bless you. I'm still your English teacher, Mrs. Emeka, Olsen Secondary School, Oyibo.